Well, you're supposed to be healed. Now, let's get to the granddaddy of them all. It's the one that guarantees healing, deliverance of any kind. Deuteronomy chapter 27. Whew, glory be to God. 27th chapter. Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan into the land where the Lord thy God giveth thee, you'll set up great stones, plaster them with plaster. Go to the 9th verse. Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day you are become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God to do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali. Two mountains. 1 million people on one side and 1 million people on the other. Now, they can make some noise coming across that valley. Now, I want you to look at this. There it is. Mount Gerizim is the blessing mountain. Look how bare Mount Ebal is. Most of that whole side is alkaline. And you notice there are no houses or anything up on that side. Look, going up this side here. This is the blessing mountain. That's Shechem, in the Shechem Valley. So there's a million people over here shouting out across that, and they're shouting back and forth. So they can understand. This is like having some children, and it's show and tell. I mean, they came out of Egypt. They had to eat anything they could find to stay alive. They had to understand. They knew they had a commandment with God, but they had lost its impact. So here it is. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image, abomination unto the Lord, a work of the hands of craftsmen, put it in a secret place. And others say, amen. Cursed. There was a lot of noise going across there. Wow. All this. You need to read it all sometime. Chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all of his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the... Oh, man, there's a lot of noise going on out there. Only they were in a bigger hurry as I am. Shouting these things. Back and forth. And I dare say there was a lot of goosebumps going on that day. Because they're learning about the Lord their God. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in your storehouses, in all you set your hand unto, and he shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee in blood, I might have added, the blood of circumcision. Every man there, circumcised on the eighth day. I mean, they were aware of it all. But now they're hearing their God through Moses. Make you plenteous in goods in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, the land you swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto the land in his season, to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend unto many nations and not borrow. Now listen, the Lord make you the head and not the tail. You will lend unto many nations and not borrow. You'll be the head and not the tail. Now that night, I was about to preach, and I came across Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love him. And I picked up my Amplified, and it said, stay out of debt. And I said, Gloria, look at this. She came in there, and she said, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. Well, we had to learn how, and you can't build it on that. That wasn't even talking about money when that was in there. But that was. And you go with a curse, and it's just the opposite. But here, you're the head and not the tail. Because you don't owe anybody anything but love. Praise God. So now, all of this is all going on that day between those two mountains. My, just roaring across there. And that would really wake you up. You tend not to forget something like that. And you just keep going. And there's one I want to notice up here. The fruit of thy cattle and increase of thy kind. K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D. Make a mark of that. What is your kind? Their kind was their farm implements, their oxen. What is your kind? What do you need to take care of what the Lord has called you to do? What is your kind? Not your kind. What is your kind? Amen. Well, the kind that we needed in this ministry was airplanes to do a job. To do a job that we couldn't do without them. Now, I talked about that intermediate airplane. The Cessna 421 is a twin-engine, piston-engine airplane. Well, the thing we were using it for, Mike Barber is in the prison ministry, and he lives in Houston. Prisons in the state of Texas and everywhere else that I've had anything to do with are out in out-of-way places. Which is good. They should be. It's better positioned to be out of the way. But then, as many prisons as he does, driving, he'd have to cut out about half of them that he does. So, our ministry flies to Houston, picks him up, and takes him as close as we can get to those prisons. And in one prison, the only one that in all these years, I was cleared to land on the prison property. We couldn't get in there, and I was in a Cessna 310. It was no problem with that. Just landed right there, and they were there waiting on me. Thank you, partners. Thank you, partners. Hallelujah. Every time it leaves the ground and every prisoner that gets saved, you're right there with it. Amen. That's what this thing is all about. And so We go to all of these different places, and we can follow this then. This follows all the way through. Now, they're in the 28th, and it's still going on that it'll come to pass if you'll not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, and all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field, cursed shall you be in your basket and store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, the increase of your kind and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall be when you come in, cursed shall you be when you go out. And the Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you be destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings whereby you have forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave upon you until you have consumed you from the land. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption, that's tuberculosis, with fever, inflammation, that's the flu, extreme burning with a sword, with blasting and mildew. It'll pursue you until you perish. And in our vacation home in Colorado, which we don't have anymore, we sold it, but there was some mold and mildew. I took that scripture and went down there and talked to that wall. And it looked like, this is really going to be a bad deal. But it turned out not to be anywhere near as bad. And the Vickers Viscount that we bought, this was a large airplane. It was an airliner. And we had such a hoot flying that airplane. We had all of our stuff, that huge baggage compartment. And we had aluminum cases made, and for a while it did the job. But then we kept getting larger and larger, and then that airplane was too small. But it was a big time. We got off of that airplane one day. So the Lord delivered me from drinking, sugar-filled soft drinks. So I delivered everybody else from it. And just put Perrier on board the airplane. And I don't remember where it was. We landed. And this young lineman, he was out there. And he said, Gloria's brother was our CEO at that time, Doug. And he said, you say y'all are preachers? He said, yeah. What's in them little green bottles? And he thought it was a wine cooler. And he said, no, it's just Perrier. And it's like I was in a recording one time. I had some little saccharin tablets before I was delivered from coffee. I went back there and I popped one of those in there. And this young man walked out and he said, what's in that pill? I said, the essence of Sucarol. He said, I bet that set you free. And I said, no, brother, I'm already free. Anyway, I'd get off of on that. Look at this now. Oh. I mean, let's go to the 61st verse, and it covers it all. Also, every sickness, every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. Galatians chapter 3. This little book of Galatians. Thank you, Jesus. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. So it is the will of God that we be delivered from this present evil world and all that mess that's in it, because we are more than overcomers in him. And we pray for those. I mean, it's like a man, I met him years ago. Oh my. He'd been in prison. And his name was Jack Brown. And he was at McAllister, Bloody Mac in Oklahoma. And this guy got mad at him. I mean, they're playing cards in prison. And he got mad at him. And he said, "You cheated me." He said, "Well, what did you expect? Everybody in here is a crook." Well, that made him mad. That made him mad. So he went and got a knife. He had, and they got in a knife fight together. Anyway, later on, he got born again, and his parole officer was a Jew. And so he was plodding around. He said, "Why don't we just go in the car together?" And they said, "Good." And he said, "I'll drive." So, okay. And he followed him around. He's giving me his testimony in all these churches and schools. And he got his parole officer saved and filled with the Spirit. And they gave him a pardon throughout the state of California to travel anywhere. And then he was completely pardoned where he could go preach to children all over the United States. Praise God. Everybody in here is a crook. So be delivered from this present evil world. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, that's when he spent all that time in the Arabian desert, where he says, "Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell." And there are things he could not utter. Now, this is a faith chapter. The word faith is used 20 times in this letter. So, we'll go to the third chapter. Verse 8, the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." So then they be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in this book of the law to do them." But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. All of that shouting back and forth and just wiped it out. What? The blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, which took away the sins of the world. Yes. Oh, that preaching all morning just to get to that. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree." That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereunto. Now to Abraham and his seed, that's us, were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as one, to thy seed, which is Christ. This I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise. God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come, that's Jesus, to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Are you believing this morning? But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified by faith. After faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster, for we are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Therefore is neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. What was the promise? The blessing. The blessing. Health. Redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease.
My name is Melody Best, and I'm from Talladega, Alabama. Back in February, I was doing some exercises. I noticed that my shoulders, in particular this side, began to give me a little discomfort. I think it's probably from when I was in the military carrying packs a lot and all this. So I started to exercise, and I think I strained it, and I went to my doctor and they sent me for therapy. But the pain just didn't seem to be getting better, even with the therapy. I've been in eight weeks of therapy. And so when I came to the meeting, I was talking to the Lord, and I told him that I believe I received my healing for this pain, and I'll be done with this therapy and done with all of it. And so when I came to the healing meeting, I was sitting and I put my arm on the chair, and the pain was still radiating here. And he called out shoulder pain. And I said, well, that's it. That's my healing. He called it out. So I said, thank you, Jesus. So the pain was still there. And so as the service went on and at the end, we did the confession. He said to do something, you know, move something. And I lifted my arm straight up, and I couldn't do this. And I couldn't rotate it fully, you know, all the way around. And I couldn't, this part was painful. And I noticed that the pain was gone, you know. And so I went in the bathroom and I did it again. I said, well, it's gone. So I got in line to give my testimony. You said to do things that you can do. I started to rotate and lift my arm straight up. And I couldn't rotate it at all. Now I can rotate it. And it's no pain.
Praise God.
Let's see you do it.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's some other things that I'm standing for healing in my body. And now it's just a confirmation that whatever we believe for, God will do it, you know, when we stand in faith. And it doesn't matter what you see or what you feel or any symptoms that's in your body, because Jesus has already paid the price. And what he has done is already completed. And all we have to do is believe, you know, and continue to stand in faith.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. October 26th through 28th, make plans to be at the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. November 9 through 11, don't miss the Omaha Victory Campaign in Omaha, Nebraska. December 31, join us for the New Year's Eve service at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Galatians 1:4 says, it is God's will that you be delivered from this present evil world. God loves you, and he wants to set you free from the bondage of sin and all the curse. That is why he sent Jesus to pay the price that sin demanded of you. He went to hell in your place and took your punishment. Then he defeated the devil and rose from the dead, victorious over all the powers of darkness. Now Jesus is inviting you to come into God's family and live free from the control of sin, sickness, disease, poverty, and death. To accept his invitation, all you have to do is receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you've not done that, then pray this simple prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God, you have been born into the family of God. God is your heavenly Father now, and you're a citizen of his kingdom. You have been made a joint heir with Jesus, and you have an equal share in every blessing heaven has to offer. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to help you get started in your new life as a child of God, and they would like to send you a free gift called The Salvation Package. There's a small book called He Did It All For You and two brochures to help you get started reading your Bible. This resource will help you get to know God as your heavenly Father and discover your new identity in his family. Your new life of victory has just begun. Welcome to the family of God. To request your salvation package, go to kcm.org and we'll send it to you absolutely free. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. If you need prayer over any situation in your life, we have a prayer line you can call. KCM has licensed, trained prayer ministers on staff in all their offices around the world. They are full of God's love, and they are ready to pray in faith with you according to God's word. All the promises of God are yes, and in him, amen. Give our prayer ministers a call today, and let us help you receive what God has promised you. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.